This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Being cool is a tool so few possess, but so many pretend to. It defines lives and careers and transforms perceptions forever. It's little wonder you risk looking a big dumb idiot when you miss the mark. Anyway, enough of looking in the mirror. I'm Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are wrestling's big dumb idiots who thought they were cool. Number 10, Logan Paul. Logan Paul knows how to thrive in this broken version of the world. From courting controversy as a YouTube star, just enough to pivot into multiple contact sports, whilst also not, but kind of, definitely marketing his drinks to kids, in order to create a have-have-not culture amongst the purest in our society, he's never met a situation he couldn't monetize by hook or by crook. It's this attitude that brought him and WWE together, and enough big performances in big matches made his United States Championship victory a move that was smarter than it was stupid. He's filmed wherever he goes, and the belt's there too, as it was at UFC 295, when he sat cageside shouting out Dominic Mysterio across the TKO divide, completely misspelling Dom Dom's name. And when the moment predictably went viral, Paul's position within the company was yet again vindicated. He's entitled, he's a big dumb idiot, and he's athletic enough to achieve his goals. He's Shane McMahon before time noped him. Speaking of which, number 9, Shane McMahon. The Shane McMahon wrestler character used to make so much sense. Go back and look when he first fluked his way to becoming European champion at X-Pac's expense. A virtuoso pro wrestler had lost to the spoilt little rich kid with ample help from his heel friends, and was due an almighty battering in the rematch. That story was a Trojan horse for Triple H turning on DX at WrestleMania 15. But the money took the promised beating all the same. The win he got that night might have done something to his McMahonian ego. He ended up retiring that title, and went on to fancy his chances against the likes of The Big Show and Kane in the years that followed. He did at least jump from high places, but even that was a case of diminishing returns after an insane SummerSlam 2000 original that holds up to this day. Post 2016, the joke just wasn't funny anymore. McMahon had reason to think he was cool after the pop and buzz his return generated, but matches against The Undertaker and AJ Styles positioned the Chancer as a man that could apparently subsume the skills of his opponent. It was neither believable nor entertaining, and the power apparently ran out in 2023. McMahon couldn't copy The Miz's near-perfect injury record, blowing his quad on a leapfrog literally as Michael Cole was mid-sentence gushing about how he could still go. Number 8, Jimmy Uso. At last, an in-character one of these. Jimmy Uso might have morphed into the best version of himself, or second best, because the clown heel chewing scenery in SmackDown segments couldn't have existed without a babyface come up a year earlier. A SummerSlam 2023 heel turn on Brother Jay was initially rendered nonsensical when the company seemed to retcon everything he'd stood up for in the first place. His on-the-spot attitude changes, his mimicking of Reigns' actions in his absence, and his hilarious lack of self-awareness have given Solo Sikoa and Paul Heyman new nonsense to cope with. What's your favourite Uso match ever? Was it that Mania main event last year or something else? You let me know in the comment section down below. Number 7, Stone Cold Steve Austin in 2003. It brings nobody any joy to talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin as if he wasn't the coolest character in wrestling history, but it's a walk in the park compared to what it must have felt like to live through it. Austin had has spoken extensively about his post-retirement years as a period where he couldn't slash wouldn't get wrestling out of his system. But watching him try on television with his Raw GM slash Sheriff Power Trip era was bleak. From relentlessly battering heels without ever eating any sort of real response, to doing a pale imitation of his most iconic rivalry opposite a game Eric Bischoff. The ATV ride in Austin was his original industry-altering persona, placed through a content production meat grinder. As a wrestler at the peak of the boom, Austin often did well to mask his insecurities at the top of the card by being undeniable in the spot. As a bit part player simply too big to be marginalized, he looked and felt like he was getting in the way of WWE as a brand ever moving onwards and upwards from their post-Attitude Era decline.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Number 6, Hollywood Hulk Hogan. There's a miserable November 1998 Nitro segment in which Hollywood Hulk Hogan spends an eternity banging on about his supposedly real presidential aspirations. Also, he can make the same crass gags about interns and extend a ludicrous publicity stunt he'd kick off in response to Jesse Ventura gaining actual political power in Minnesota. The Hulkster was in opposite land for more than just White House-related reasons. The egotistical nonsense had dated quicker than the original Hulkamania run, and was just another victim of the weekly television churn. Every novelty had worn off, and it became clearer and clearer why so many people were changing the damn channel. The aforementioned segment goes head-to-head with the post-Survivor Series Deadly Game edition of Raw, featuring Steve Austin challenging WWE champion The Rock for his newly won title, by the way. Everybody leans on the finger poke of doom as the moment, but WCW was booking a minimum of one of those a week for the better part of 2 years. Thanks for checking out this video today, and tapping that subscribe button down below if you fancy some more of this What Culture Wrestling madness. Number 5, Macho Man Randy Savage in 1999. Randy Savage was maybe the coolest man alive in the 1980s, both a tonic to the bombast of Hulk Hogan, and somehow 50 times more bombastic than the Hulkster himself. Savage was a psycho in sequins, and nobody could even get close to mirroring his genuinely magnificent idiosyncrasies. He encapsulated the preposterous aspiration of the era, and yet never once felt destined to become a relic of the day. The Macho Man, as we knew him, was forever timeless, but the Macho Man of 1999 was dated before he arrived. Believing the trick to modernizing his act was creating a 90s retrograde version of it, Savage became a jacked up dude bro clad in black leather as shiny as his oiled up and bigger than ever biceps. His in-ring work had been ultra valuable to WCW's upper mid-card for 3 years, but his zip and dynamism were sacrificed for the size. Oh yeah. It also didn't help that the company had one ludicrously oversized nutcase already, and Scott Steiner, ironically aping much of the Hogan stuff that had been lifted from Billy Graham, was a study in contrast to how an industry icon really lost his cool. Number 4, Seth Rollins in 2019. 30 years on from Randy Savage losing his cool once and for all, a man that had later be compared to him did the same. It took Seth Rollins a long time to find the magic formula as a WWE single star, especially after his first run at it was terminated by an unfortunate injury when he was on the crest of a wave. As the heel champion in 2015, he was well on the way, but it took until 2022 and the complete transformation into a Seth freaking Rollins gimmick that actually made sense, sort of, for him to be booked and received as the star he fought to become. In 2019, it looked like he was never gonna make it. Fresh off of daring to suggest that possibly the worst ever version of WWE was the best pro wrestling on the planet, period, and getting into an embarrassing spat with Will Ospreay, he tried to big league Brock Lesnar by mocking him in a segment right out of the awful Vince McMahon schoolyard mockery playbook. It only widened the gap between both men, and took a miracle in-ring job by both champion and challenger to make a SummerSlam title change feel believable. Number 3, Triple H. Triple H was many, many things over a 25 plus year WWE in-ring career, but cool was almost never one of them. Perhaps he was still carrying the scars of the cartoonish blue blood gimmick he was saddled with on his debut. But as soon as he was able to shake it off, he aimed to pivot as far away from it as possible. As both lackey and leader in DX, he pined to be the coolest guy in any room, even if everybody's attention was realistically elsewhere. In Evolution, he claimed to be funny, handsome, and hard as nails. Likewise, in his ludicrous ass-kicker promo that went nose-to-nose with Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker. He's done so much, but it always felt like he pined to be beloved for something slightly more. Almost never cool because he cracked it precisely one time. Wrestling without insecurity for perhaps the only time in his career, the period between January 2000 and his May 2001 injury confirmed that he was indeed the game. A fabulously enjoyable heel. He was so respected that his 2002 Madison Square Garden return remains one of the longest and loudest in WWE history. A leather denim jacket combo looked destined to age within a month, but it was and remarkably is fondly remembered by fans to this day. Number 2, The Undertaker. The Undertaker absolutely needed the character shift he underwent between 2000 and 2003, but the American Badass and the rest of his motorbike adjacent nicknames was strictly only cool in the smallest of doses, before the man himself couldn't help but do something that undermined the whole facade. White hot when he returned at Judgment Day 2000, and sent Shane McMahon crashing through a table the following month. He was a big loser rather than big evil when he gave Kurt Angle absolutely nothing in an unproductive squash at the next pay-per-view. His unproductive performances during the invasion highlighted the problem with him being a locker room leader too. The example he was setting was the worst one to follow, and gave license to those below him to do the same. WCW was not the shoot enemy anymore, but the conscience of WWE wasn't gonna let him take our jobs. Morphing into Motorbike Mark was no walk in the park either. Undertaker's overlong 1999 missive about riding bikes in the desert with the Big Show and killing snakes for shoes was so preposterous that newcomer Chris Jericho infamously couldn't credibly hold back how bored he was. But those that don't learn from their mistakes. Number 1, Chris Jericho. When AEW launched, Chris Jericho became everything a lot of people in powerful positions in WWE told him he simply could not be. His star power contributed to the brand's instant credibility. His television experience was integral for countless wrestlers who hadn't yet worked in that setting. And as the world champion of a thriving operation, he was a bona fide and objective draw. This was superstar stuff, and as he approached 50, it couldn't have been cooler, actually. Several years later, though, and the bloom's gone on and off the rose so many times throughout his hit-and-miss AEW run, that arguing for him will make you a fool, and arguing against him risks positioning you as a liar. Jericho is many, many things still, but cool can never be one of them again. Did you enjoy this wrestling's big dumb idiots who thought they were cool list? Then tap on this 10 times great wrestlers made themselves look stupid one. It's a fun old time. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.